Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and we're trying to get ready for Christmas as a Redeem the Commute community. And so that's why our challenges are focusing on the night that changed everything. We're trying to see how the birth of Jesus impacts different segments of society. And this week we're looking at how Jesus's birth changed everything, including the powerful. We're going to look at the story now of after Jesus was born and King Herod caught wind of this and how King Herod reacted to the birth of baby Jesus. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east, came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." Well, after the wise men had visited Jesus, they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod. And they departed to their own country by another way. Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he'd been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more. Well, there are several elements of this story, but we're going to look at, in particular, at how it impacted a powerful man like Herod. He was deeply troubled. And with him was the whole community. And you can see just how much of an impact this man is, how powerful he is, not because he is a good and wise ruler, but because people fear him. When Herod is troubled, the people are troubled. What would have troubled Herod most deeply was that these wise men from the east had come looking for somebody called the King of the Jews. They said they'd seen a star. They had this divine sense that a King of the Jews is to be born, and Herod would have said, "What? I haven't had a son. I'm the king." He would have been astounded. Now you might think, well, if he's the king, surely he's comfortable in his own skin, he'd be fine. The problem is Herod didn't have any right to be the king. He didn't come from the line of kings in Israel. He was just placed there kind of as out of convenience for the Romans. They allowed him to be the ruler of Israel because he'd gotten there through ambition. He was not a rightful king, and he knew that. And when he heard that there was a potential heir to the throne being born who would have been the rightful king, he was terrified. If the people caught wind of this and found out there was really going to be a rightful king, they might overthrow him. And even if there was any hint of an uprising, then the Romans would be upset. See, Herod was a middleman. He wasn't rightfully the king. He wasn't even the true ruler. The emperor of Rome was really the true ruler. Herod was just kind of the middleman in charge. And the people under him didn't like him. They were terrified of him. And so he was very much a middleman. He was terrified of the Romans. The people were terrified of him. This was a reign of fear. Herod hangs on to power because of fear. It's what he has going for him. He uses violence to get his way, and you can see that because when he realizes he's been tricked and this potential new heir to the throne, who people, you know, even he calls him the Christ, which means the Messiah or the anointed one, and kings in Israel are anointed. If he's truly the rightful king, the one that has always been promised in prophecy through the years, then Herod had a plan to deal with him. Kill all the boys under age 2. What a terrible plan. And yet that's the kind of leader that Herod is. He leads and rules through fear and violence. Contrast that with Jesus. That's what we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to see how Herod as a ruler is very different from Jesus as a rightful king. So your question for today, which I hope you'll share with somebody else in your life, from the train or bus or from work or from home, just watch the same videos on the same day and then make sure you discuss together whenever you're together how you're learning and what's impacting you, how you're changing because of what you learn. But your question for today comes from the fact that Jesus was prophesied as coming as a light in dark times. How is this description of Herod's rule like a dark time? And is there anything dark about our times? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.